I love the sounds of the season, and boy, you're going to have a lot of them, lots of great music over the next several days when it should be out there for Christmas and the holiday. So enjoy. We'll be with you on the air Monday and Tuesday, and then we turn it over to the special programming that Ann Thomas has planned for these holidays. Oh, don't let me forget to do my dad's letter to a friend or my mother's Now It Is Christmas with Larry Santos. We got to get those in while we can. The tradition for 40 years continues. News that is underway right now, and Marie Osborne is here to fill us in. Let me see. I just changed some things looking for them. It's a terrible story, and it's close to home. With all the terrible news out there, there are some late-breaking developments involving the shooting Thursday night outside of a Kroger store on Ford Road in Westland. And it seems, I don't know any details. Maria is going to fill us in, but a Salvation Army bell ringer was killed?
Yes.
WJR's Marie Osborne with the latest. What's that about? Please tell me it was some other kind of a personal. I mean, there's nothing that's going to make it good.
Well, we do have some more details on this, but you're right. It's never good. So officers were called to the scene just after 6 o'clock near Central City Parkway. They spent hours looking in this area and trying to secure the area and gathering evidence. So a short time ago, police confirmed that the suspect in this case was arrested this morning. The mayor of Westland, Kevin Coleman, confirming the suspect is a teenage boy. It's not known when he will be arraigned. Police say this was not a random act, and the victim and the suspect knew each other. We just don't know much else about how this happened or why it unfolded. Now, in a statement, the Salvation Army expressed deep sorrow over the loss, offering support to the victim's family and the community. They are pledging full support to the investigators. Kroger also issuing a statement acknowledging the tragedy and deferring all the questions to law enforcement as this investigation continues. Now, there's no connection to this other case that we had back on October 7th, a stabbing at a Kroger marketplace in Southgate. In that case, the individual will not be charged in the death of a 23-year-old man after the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office determined he acted lawfully and in self-defense. Again, that was a case back on October 7th. But concerning this case last night that had so many people so deeply concerned, it does appear that these two knew each other, but we don't know much else about why this happened.
Well, there's never anything good, as you and I both reiterated. There's never anything good about something like this, but frankly, it is better to know that it wasn't just some horrific random act of violence. This was some kind of a personal connection. They knew each other. There was a problem there. It doesn't make it better, but in a sense it does make it better, because everyone would be scared to death going out there and just shopping now. Unfortunately, we have to be very aware anyway. Marie, we've never seen it like this, you and I, have we?
Yeah. And you know what? This week in particular, starting with last weekend, has just been rough. It's just been rough, rough, rough. Can I tell you one good news story, though?
Please. Oh, my goodness, yes.
So, Santa Claus making an unexpected visit to the Salvation Army kettle in Canton. This happened on Wednesday. Somebody put a mint-condition Cougar Ant in that kettle. It was wrapped inside of a $5 bill, you know, kind of trying to deflect what it really was. And it's worth at least $4,300. So angels still do walk among us, Paul.
And you have a much better memory than I do, Marie Osborne. This happens every year. Somebody throws a gold Krugerrand or whatever they're called into one of these buckets.
Yeah. You know, it had happened mostly on the city's east side or on the east side of town. But if I remember correctly, now maybe Mike remembers better than I do, but there was some word that they got word last year or the year before that, we don't have any more Cougar Ants, so this is going to stop. So either this is somebody new doing this, or maybe that same person has managed to find more of these Cougar Ants and turning them over.
It's kind of like when your mom says you're not going to get everything you want for Christmas, and then she surprises you with it.
Everything you wanted. And as far as the gold, maybe they found more gold in the ceilings at the police station, if you remember that story a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember. It was money. It was cash.
You covered it. Oh, I thought it was gold. It was money?
No, actual money. Yeah, it was cash. Remember they poked the ceiling tile
yes.
or the ceiling and money started to fall. Yeah, the cougar involved Mayor Young, and that's a whole nother story.
It is a whole nother story that since we're staying with good, positive Christmas stories, we probably won't chase that one down right now.
No, we'll just stay with the lovely person who put that money in there and just, you know, just with the fun of it and somebody finding it. And how cool is that?
Are you here next week?
I will be on Monday, yes. And then we're heading out to New York with the sleigh. You know, Santa's sleigh's got to go to New York for one special grandson. So,
that's nice. Well, good for you. Well, then we'll tell you Merry Christmas again on Monday, but we'll say have a great, happy, safe holiday weekend. And remind everybody, do not drink and drive this holiday weekend. Please have somebody else do the driving if you're going to drink. We continue with our second hour of Focus with Paul W. Smith up next.